Eco-friendly hotels, bike rentals, vegan and raw restaurants or local design boutiques. All that and much more can be found in a new guide to Prague called The Green City Guide. Written by two young eco-conscious women, the guide offers sustainable alternatives to travellers visiting the Czech capital. When I met with the authors of Prague Green City Guide, Aneta Hebrová and Jennifer Day, I first asked them to introduce it in more detail.
Well, as you can see immediately, it's a book about green Prague. So alternatives for people who are eco-conscious, looking for sustainable alternatives. So that includes vegetarian restaurants, eco-hostels and hotels, sustainable fashion shops, places where you can buy unpackaged food and products for the zero-waste crowd, places where you can rent bikes, even bike-sharing options, urban gardens, farmers markets where you can buy local products. So we try to really cover all bases. So really from the morning to the evening, where you can sleep, where you can eat, explore, shop, and then also get involved, because we want people to know about local projects that are happening. So NGOs that are raising awareness and organizing, for example, film festivals where even tourists can attend and watch documentaries in English about these kinds of topics.
Talking about tourists, who is this guide intended for? Is it just for tourists, or did you also have on mind local people who might find it useful?
Well, for sure, the main target group is like the tourist group, but it can also serve expats living here and also this community as well. So for everyone who is just interested in this topic and who loves Prague.
How long did it actually take you to put all this information together? Because there are really dozens of different businesses. How long have you been working on this?
Mm-hmm. We have about 167 businesses listed, or not only businesses, but places. Well, our project started 2 years ago, Green Glasses, and that was more of a platform for locals, but we were researching the same topic, trying to find businesses that offer sustainable alternatives.
And this is an online project, the project Green Glasses,
yes,
that you're talking about.
Yes, it's an online project, and it's a similar idea. So a lot of what we learned through those 2 years of doing in-depth interviews with a lot of businesses and people, a lot of that went into the book. So although writing the book took a summer, like a few months, the research really took place over 2 years.
Where did you find all the information? Did the locals help you? Did you draw on their feedback?
Definitely we did. It was kind of going with the flow, I would say. I mean, we would meet a business and then they would give us tips about other businesses that they know. We would speak with our friends through various events that we attended. We also got tips from friends or other people involved in this topic. So it kind of grew really organically. I mean, it was never a problem. We always had too many businesses, not too few. We had a big list, and every week we would try to interview a few of them to really fill in our database online.
And how did you actually decide which of these places will go into the Green City Guide?
Well, some of them were like obvious, but we started to actually through some categories like food or cosmetics, and then through people we realized that it covers more topics with transport and so on. The obvious ones were definitely secondhand shops, renting, sharing, anything which doesn't involve like just buying new things. And from other perspective, we looked on organic food, fair trade options, anything which is something more. Right.
More positive than negative impacts. Yeah. I mean, nothing has a zero impact, of course, but we know that organic farming uses less water and less pesticides than conventional farming. So we support any organically grown food, also organic fashion. Eating vegetarian, I think by now, is known to be one of the main things that you can do, really one of the easiest things to really cut your environmental impact. So for us, it was sort of like an obvious choice to list vegan and vegetarian restaurants. We believe in taking small steps. So people who are not yet full vegetarians, we think it's fine to just start by reducing. So we would try not to be too much of extremists, but things like biking and secondhand shops, like you said, are fairly obvious ways to reduce your impact.
How did you actually get the idea to start this green directory and then to continue with producing this green guide of Prague?
Well, it was a personal challenge. Jenny was traveling a lot and she saw how, like, let's say nature was damaged, a lot of plastic everywhere. And my motivation was health because I wanted to be more healthy. So we started with ourselves and we also realized that the environment and everything, it's not like disconnected from us.
And a big thing, I think, is feeling powerless. And that's kind of how we felt, I think, a few years ago. You know, when you're having problems with your health or you see the news and all the terrible things that are happening with the environment and society, and you feel like you can't do anything or the change is happening too slowly. And so that's why we really wanted to just start here, start locally, doing what we can. And sharing that with other people, because it takes a lot of time to research these things. Most people don't have the time on the side of their job to figure out everything, like where to find these kinds of alternatives. So we felt that that was kind of some added value.
How expensive would you say is to lead a zero waste or sustainable life? Is it really for everyone? What would you say to people who argue that it's just too time consuming and expensive to lead this way of life?
I definitely think it can be cheaper. If you kind of embrace the quality over quantity mindset, then it doesn't have to be more expensive, because it's not just about buying a product which says green on it. You know, it's also about reducing consumption. Even eating vegetarian saves a lot of money in the long run. Although organic food can cost more, I think it balances out because you're spending less in some categories, and then you can afford to kind of invest in things that matter, like your health. There are a lot of other things that can save you money. For example, if you feel like you need something, you know, you need a drill to install something in your house, you can consider whether maybe borrowing it could be an option, sharing with friends. And then you find that through this kind of sharing mentality, you aren't spending more money. And there's the added benefit that you're building community and sort of like getting to know your neighbors, which I think is quite nice. And of course, you know, there's also the issue of saving water and energy at home, which is an obvious way to reduce your costs. But it's definitely a stereotype about this lifestyle. And some of the shops are on the expensive end. But again, you don't go there and buy, you know, 10 things. You buy something really high quality that you'll then take care of and keep for a long time. So that's what I would answer to that.
As you said, you've traveled all around the world. So how green is Prague in comparison to other European cities?
I think it's growing. I mean, we both see that it's definitely the interest in the topic is growing. When I go to other cities like Vienna, for example, I see that it's a bigger topic. Almost every shop you go in has some reference to sustainability. Even in the regular grocery shop, you can find a lot of organic products. And here it's maybe still kind of an alternative lifestyle. But I think it's changing. I mean, even since I've moved to Prague, you know, there are more and more farmers markets. You can find these small bio shops and people are more aware of the topic. So I think it can definitely change quickly and it's definitely improving all the time.
Your guide, your Prague Green Guide, which has just been released, is not the only thing you have been working on in recent years. As you have already mentioned, you have organized several festivals. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
So our festival is called Sustainability Day. The first one took place in June last year, and we wanted to bring the community together in person just to meet the people. And we felt like although the online platform is really a great resource, you know, you still want this human element. And people understand the lifestyle best when they see it and when they can touch it. And we wanted the festival to be kind of a place where you can go and see every category of life, what your alternatives are, presented in a nice way, in a good environment with music and food. We even had some documentary screenings, some talks. So it was kind of a positive event. We didn't want to have kind of too many negative, depressing messages. It was more like there are things you can do, and in fact, they're fun, and this lifestyle brings you a lot of advantages. And we had another one in December for Christmas, because we know Christmas is a time of hyper-consumerism, and we wanted to give people the option to find gifts that are more sustainable. So that was really fun, and we had around 3,000 people attend, actually, in December and 2,000 in June. So that's kind of evidence, I think, that people are interested in the topic, which is great.
And what are your plans into the future?
Well, for this year, it's definitely about our Prague Green City Guide. We would like to also sell it abroad, so it will be the main focus. And otherwise, just anything which is aligned with our mission, like to make our life better and make Prague greener and to promote this sustainable lifestyle.